This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Workers at the Alamo Drafthouse are on strike in Denver's Sloan's Lake. Multiple Alamo Drafthouse locations have been hit by layoffs, with dozens of people losing their jobs. Earlier this week, union members voted unanimously to authorize a strike on the national campaign. So far, only the Sloan's Lake location is striking in Colorado. Some members of Congress are seeking assurances that the federal government will hire seasonal wildland firefighters and unfreeze funding for wildfire mitigation. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse has written to the heads of the Interior and Agriculture Departments asking that firefighters be exempted from the federal hiring freeze. He's also pushing for full staffing at national parks ahead of the busy summer season. 23 couples gathered in Loveland on Friday to get married or renew their vows in the 9th annual Valentine's Day group wedding. Crystal Stanzik says for her and her new husband, C.J. Krause, the decision was easy and spontaneous.
Other than the couples that are here today, I mean, how many people can say they got married on Valentine's Day in the Sweetheart City at the Sweetheart Winery? It's cheesy. It's cute.
The event has fostered the union of more than 400 couples over the years, with many returning to share their love for each other every year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Across Colorado's mountains, snow and bitingly cold, many winter weather advisories.